Box office, Bohemian Rhapsody is champion of the world with $50 million debut. By Breitbart News on November 5, 2018. New York, AP, the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody and 20th Century Fox are, for now, at least, champions of the world. Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek as the late Queen frontman, shrugged off production troubles and mediocre reviews to debut with $50 million in weekend ticket sales in US and Canada, and another $72.5 million internationally, according to studio estimates Sunday. That was well beyond expectations, which had pegged the film closer to $35 to $40 million in its opening weekend. But audiences rushed to theaters to see the widely praised performance by Malek, the Mr. Robot star, and to hear Queen's foot-stomping anthems like We Are the Champions, another one bites the dust in the operatic title song. The movie, which Bryan Singer directed before being replaced by Dexter Fletcher, at times has an almost concert-like feel, including a lengthy recreation of the band's 1985 Live Aid performance. It really is a celebration of Queen and their music, and I think we did a really good job of letting people know that that's what this is, said Chris Aronson, distribution chief for Fox. In soaring to number one, the Fox release trounced one from Disney, which will soon own the studio. Despite a production budget of $125 million, the Walt Disney Company's lavish, big-budget The Nutcracker and The Four Realms opened with just $20 million. Disney is set to merge with Fox in the coming months, effectively ending the 103-year-old Fox, one of Hollywood's six major studios. We were hoping for a stronger start, but we do think it's a film that people will find as we head into the holidays, said Kathleen Teff, head of theatrical distribution for Disney. Though Disney's record of success is the envy of Hollywood, The Nutcracker and The Four Realms marks the studio's third misfire this year following the underperforming A Wrinkle in Time and Solo. The studio's CGI-stuffed resurrection of E.T.A. Hoffman's story was positioned as an early holiday season release, but flopped with critics, 34% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and sparked only modest interest from audiences. It grossed $38.5 million overseas. Bohemian Rhapsody, made for $52 million, was largely dismissed by critics as an overly conventional rock biopic, 60% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. But the film proved more popular with moviegoers, who gave the PG-13 release, produced by Graham King, an A Cinema score and 4.5 stars out of 5 on Comscore's post-track audience survey. Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore, praised Fox's rollout of the film as pitch-perfect. Dergrabedian also cited Malek's breakout big-screen performance and the sustained interest in all things musical at the box office. Musically-based films have lately been major draws in theaters, from Fox's own The Greatest Showman earlier in the year to Warner Brothers' Oscar favorite A Star Is Born, which collected another $11.1 million in its fifth weekend for $165.6 million overall. It seems that audiences can't get enough of movies that have music baked into their DNA, Dergrabedian said. That's proving to be a very successful formula. Another winning formula, Tiffany Haddish plus Anything, came up short over the weekend. Nobody's Fool, which paired Haddish with another box office force in writer-director-producer Tyler Perry, opened in third with a so-so $14 million. While far from disastrous for a movie that cost $19 million to make, the muted performance of Nobody's Fool seemed likely a result of oversaturation. Two films starring Haddish, Night School and The Oath, have opened in the past 6 weeks, and Night School is still number 12 at the box office. In limited release, Joel Edgerton's acclaimed gay conversion therapy drama Boy Erased, starring Lucas Hedges, opened with a strong per-theater average of $44,000 in 5 theaters. Matthew Heineman's A Private War, starring Rosamund Pike as war correspondent Marie Colvin, opened in 4 theaters with a per-theater average of $18,000. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday also are included. Final domestic figures will be released Monday.